Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi there, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, we read about an unlikely meal where Jesus sits at a table with a known sinner, and the people are all abuzz about it. You know, we're in the middle of a teaching series right now entitled At the Table, and it talks about how Jesus seems to do so much world-changing teaching and world-changing miracles while sitting at the table with regular ordinary folks. Now, you know, in our family growing up, I can remember that's how our family grew a great deal together. And we dealt with strife and concern. We dealt with joy and celebration. And we seem to do that around a meal. I think we are, as Americans, a people that even plan things like days around vacation when we figure out, but this is where we want to eat and when we want to eat. Maybe not, but that's how my family looks at things. When we get to a certain city, say, oh, I can't wait to eat there. Like if I come anywhere near Florida's northeast coast, I'm going to make sure I get to St. Augustine and eat the greatest fried shrimp on the planet at a little place called Osteen's. But what does Jesus do in Luke 19 around this table? Well, he's walking into Jericho, and he comes along and he sees a dude by the name of Zacchaeus up in a tree. He's not a very tall guy. He's kind of a short dude, but he's also an incredibly well-known sinner and thief. You see, he was the chief tax collector. Now, what that meant was he was Jewish, but he worked for Rome, and Rome gave him the job of asking for taxes as people came and went. But it wasn't like there was a formula he followed. It was just kind of whatever he thought he should get, and he would send a little to Rome and keep a lot to himself. So Zacchaeus is a short guy. Zacchaeus is a wealthy guy. And Zacchaeus, though, has some affinity and some stirring in his soul that says, I need to get and see who this guy Jesus really is. So he climbs up in a sycamore tree, and as Jesus is passing by, he looks up and says, yo, Zacchaeus, come on down. Let's go to your house and have a meal. Well, the Bible says that people all around him are just flabbergasted, whatever that sounds like. And you know what's interesting? That sure enough, they are bent out of shape because Jesus has chosen to point his attention not toward those who are the religious elite or toward those who might give him great favor in the synagogue or temple. He has chosen a guy who is a notorious sinner. And he goes home and he has a meal in Zacchaeus' house. And later, Jesus makes the statement that salvation has come to this house. Now, two things happen. One, Jesus always finds a way to get to the desperate, the needy, the marginalized, and those in desperate need of forgiveness. And at the table, he always offers hope, peace, joy, forgiveness, and a brand new life. And we see in Zacchaeus that he decides, because what Jesus has done for him, he starts to repay everything that he has stolen. And can you imagine the buzz then? The people who are thinking, yeah, but wait till he changes. Yeah, but this must be a temporary thing. What we hear of Zacchaeus is that he met Jesus, his life was changed, sitting at a meal with the Lord in his home, and he changed his life, his lifestyle, his actions, and his attitude. Friend, today, maybe you've known Jesus for 40 years, but you need him to stop at the tree that you're up in today, call you down, and sit down at a meal so that you might find a fresh and renewed fire to walk passionately and know that your attitudes and your actions have been changed because Jesus has stepped in and given you a brand new heart. My friend, it's not hard, but it is impossible. Just think about that. It's not hard, but it is impossible. It is not hard to let Jesus lead the way, but it is impossible to succeed and to find a brand new life without him. Today, grab hold of the Lord. Sit down and have a meal with him and allow your soul to be radically changed and your attitudes and actions to follow. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me for At the Table on this wonderful day. Have a great one. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.